This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mark Rossmann in Bonn. North Korean television has announced in a special broadcast in Pyongyang that its leader Kim Jong-il has died at the age of 69. He is believed to have suffered a massive heart attack on Saturday. The official news agency KCNA said Kim, known as the Dear Leader, died on board a train during one of his field trips outside the capital. It called on North Koreans to follow Kim's youngest son and designated successor Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-il inherited power after his father, revered North Korean founder Kim Il-sung, died in 1994. Vaclav Havel, an anti-communist playwright who became Czech president and a worldwide symbol of peace and freedom after leading the bloodless Velvet Revolution, died at the age of 75 on Sunday. Havel died at his home in Radeček, north of Prague, of a long respiratory illness. A black flag has been flying over Prague Castle, the presidential seat. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hailed the former Czech president as a great European who fought tirelessly for freedom on the continent. The Czech cabinet will meet Monday for a special session to consider arrangements for a national day of mourning. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned what he called excessive use of force by Egypt's security forces after 3 days of battles with protesters. 10 people have been killed and hundreds injured since Friday. The protesters are demanding an immediate end to military rule imposed since Hosni Mubarak was toppled in February. The military is planning to stay in control of the country until July, well after parliamentary elections, which are currently underway. Israel released 550 Palestinian prisoners on Sunday in the second stage of a deal with Hamas that brought home soldier Gilad Shalit after 5 years of captivity in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinians were welcomed as heroes as they arrived in their hometowns. Under the deal brokered by Egypt, Israel agreed to exchange a total of 1,027 prisoners for Sergeant Gilad Shalit, who was captured by Hamas in June 2006. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. The last convoy of U.S. soldiers pulled out of Iraq on Sunday, nearly 9 years after invading the country. The war cost nearly 4,500 American lives and at least 100,000 Iraqi civilians were killed. The war, launched in March 2003 to oust President Saddam Hussein, leaves the country grappling with political uncertainty, sectarian tensions, and the challenge of defining its place in an Arab region in turmoil. For U.S. President Barack Obama, the military pullout is the fulfillment of an election promise to end a conflict inherited from his predecessor. It is regarded as the most unpopular war since Vietnam. The Philippines prepared for mass burials Monday to minimize the health risk from rotting cadavers after Typhoon Washi triggered heavy rains and flash flooding that has left more than 650 people dead. Entire villages in the southern Mindanao region were swept away as residents slept in the early hours of Saturday. The Philippine Red Cross said more than 900 people were currently listed as missing. A 20,000-strong military force was leading rescue and relief operations, but efforts have been hampered by masses of mud left behind by the floodwaters. German Chancellor, or rather German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle meets British ministers on Monday for talks on the Eurozone debt crisis and world trouble spots. In a sign, both powers want to heal the wounds opened by Britain's veto of a new European Union treaty. Westerwelle will hold talks in London with Foreign Secretary William Hague and Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg. Diplomatic sources said Westerwelle's meeting with Hague was agreed after the EU summit in Brussels earlier this month when Britain refused to join the other 26 countries in a fiscal union. International themes such as the worrying situation in Syria and the Iranian nuclear program are also on the agenda. Finally, in Bundesliga soccer action on Sunday, Borussia Mönchengladbach defeated Mainz by a score of 1-0 to stay in touch with the league's leading trio going into the winter break. Sunday's other match between Kaiserslautern and Hanover ended in a 1-1 draw. For more news and information, log on to our website at dwworld.de. Mark Rossmann, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.